This is episode 22 of Sustainable Photography. Today I'm talking to Jen Willey, a life coach who wants you to know that taking care of business means taking care of you. She says that making self-care a part of how you function as a business owner is everything. You're listening to Sustainable Photography, where you get support and education to build your profitable business in a way that supports your way of living. I'm Ingvild Kolnes, and after 11 years as a photographer, I want to share what I've learned with you. So if you're looking for confidence, inspiration, and to-the-point tips, keep listening. For full transparency, I also want you to know that I'm a mentor with paid offers, and I might mention some of those in this episode. Today you're going to meet Jen Willey. She's my friend and a certified professional life coach. She's an educator, public speaker, and she is based in Chicago. She helps women grow their passion work from the inside out by taking care of themselves first. She started out as an elementary school teacher before she became a mentor and a coach. Jen leads workshops, runs coaching programs, and she's the host of the podcast First and Foremost. Jen has a really warm approach, and it really adds a unique flair to self-development. You can really think of her as a mentor, coach, and friend all wrapped in one. She both inspires and holds you accountable for what you want in life without judgment. A few years ago, I used to work with Jen, and now you get to meet her and hear her thoughts on self-care. Hi, Jen. I'm so happy to have you here on the podcast. And for those who don't know you, I mean, I know you pretty well. We've known each other for years now. You used to be my own life coach, but now I want to introduce you to my audience. So can you just tell us a little bit about yourself, like who you are and how you ended up being a life coach?
Thank you so much for having me here. First of all, it's just such a just full circle moment being here and seeing you do this. And I just love it. It's so much fun. I started out as a life coach back in 2014. That was officially when I decided to hang up my former career, you know, hat and start a new path, start a new venture. And before that, I was an elementary school teacher for about a decade and loved it so very much. However, it was really tiring, I think, and also just it was a, I think, overall really rewarding experience being able to work with little children because it was just such a dream of mine to do that. But my self-care was really just in a very, very bad place. I, you know, was really struggling to, you know, get up early every day and go right into a job that was just like constantly on the go and then come home and have all of that kind of still brewing. And as much as I loved it, I think I just kind of craved for something different. I wanted a different flow to my day. I wanted a little bit more freedom in my schedule. I still really wanted to help people, but I just wasn't sure how to make it all come together. And I felt really lost, to be honest. And so long story short, I ended up meeting another life coach at an event, and the moment she told me about her work, it just was like a light bulb that became super bright and luminous, and I was like, I have to do that. That's it. That's the career. And so I started to do the work to get certified as a life coach, and I started doing some coaching through that training and fell in love with it and have been coaching ever since, and it is the most rewarding work. And essentially what I do as a life coach is I help people, you know, get where they want to be. I help them bridge that gap. So if there's something that they're wanting in their life and they're not sure how to make it happen, usually I am somebody that can help them, you know, with that walk. I'll walk alongside them and kind of help explore what that journey could look like. And there's no end game to coaching necessarily. You know, I can be in your life as long as you want or as short as you'd like, but hopefully you get, you know, some tools from the time that we're together and just a little more clarity on what it is that you're wanting. And so that's essentially, you know, I think in the few minute description of the work that I do and essentially what it is.
Oh, perfect. Can you just say real quick what the difference between like a life coach and a business coach and a mentor would be?
Oh, yeah. That's a really good question. So it's interesting because sometimes they can kind of weave in and out depending on who you're working with. I know, you know, in my personal experience as a coach, I do weave in and out of all three of those roles, I think, in a given conversation. But I think in a true kind of definition that's coming up for me when I hear that, I think of a mentor as somebody who has experience in what you're particularly, you know, maybe interested in, but they have more time in that path and they can kind of offer some knowledge on what that looks like. So that's kind of what a mentor I think would look like, and kind of cheering you on in the process, you know, helping you figure that out. I think a business coach is going to particularly hone in on the, you know, that side of the work that you're doing in terms of how to grow it, how to make more money, how to expand your reach, you know, the marketing, all the things that really help a business flourish. And then in terms of a life coach, particularly in the work that I do as a self-care coach, you know, it's really about looking at the whole self, looking at, you know, who you are and, you know, the systems that you have in your life, the way that you're showing up for yourself daily, the way you're showing up for others. And I think that really can trickle into the work that you're doing. And a life coach, I think, is going to have a professional background where they can really help guide you towards what you're wanting. So a life coach does not need to have a personal experience in the path that you're in. They may not have ever, you know, worn that hat ever, but they are trained in how to help you achieve your goals.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. And it's kind of funny. I just have to mention that while you were talking, I hadn't realized this before, but in my mentor program, I'm very like concerned with how you can set your business up around who you are as a person. And we've worked mm-hmm. together for such a long time that a lot of that probably comes from the way you're thinking that, you know, everything has to kind of tie back to who you are for you to be mm-hmm. thriving in your role in your business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's, you know, and that's kind of where I think sometimes those lines get kind of blurry and like, you know, the role. And also I think, you know, not The coaching world is an interesting world. Not all coaches are certified, and I don't think a certification makes or breaks a coach. I really think it's on the client to do their homework and just make sure that they're, you know, trusting their coach and they feel really good about their coach. But yeah, it's definitely like the inner work, you know, that's kind of how I like to think of coaching. And I still, the woman that I met that one day, you know, in 2014, where that light went off and I was like, that's what I want to do. She's my life coach. Like I've been working with her since 2014.
Oh, really? Oh wow.
Yes. And she's so phenomenal and I love her so much.
Oh, that's lovely. You know, since this is the sustainable photography podcast, I have to ask you before we really go any further, what a sustainable business looks like to you?
Yes. I love this question so much because that word is, I think, really powerful. And I think that for every person who runs a business, especially a photography business, I think that the word sustainable for me in the life coach, the self-care world, you know, kind of looking at that, I think of sustainable as, you know, what feels good to you when I hear that word. So sustainable could truly mean a lot of things. It could mean, you know, in the long run, is it still operating? Are you making money off of it? Do you have clients? Do you feel excited about your work? Is there a product, you know, to show for? There's a lot of ways that I think sustainable can kind of operate. But I think what, you know, from my angle of self-care and looking at it through a coaching set of eyes, I would say that, you know, when I think of sustainable, I think of, you know, is it something that feels good to you? So when you think of something being sustainable, what are the parts of it that, you know, feel really aligned, feel really well, feel really strong? And how are they all feeling in unison when they're all together? Are there pockets of it that need to be tended to, and how can you tend to them? What's your structure for tending to them? So for me, that's what sustainable photography and just sustainable coaching, sustainable writing, sustainable, you know, whatever the path is. I think when you're a business owner, you know, just really thinking about the different parts of your business and how they're all, you know, firing when they're all together.
I love that. Thanks. So we're talking about self-care today, and it's easy to think about bubble baths and manicures and all those things you tend to see in movies when you hear the phrase self-care. But I want to know your definition of self-care and what it means to you.
Yes. Well, full disclosure, I am very excited because my husband, I'm a mom of two, and my husband is treating me to a full spa day on Saturday. And I am like, this is my self-care day. Like, I'm all about it. So I do want to say, first of all, that the tone of bubble baths and manicures and all that is also self-care. Self-care is truly whatever feels really nourishing to our soul. So it really just truly depends on where we're at, what's happening, you know, whatever moment given in our day is, you know, needing some tending to, and how we're showing up for ourselves. So just to give you an example, in some times in my life, like I just shared, it is the kind of, you know, silly but loving and frivolous and all those things. It's, you know, the bubble baths and, you know, that kind of stuff. But other times, I think for me, self-care is a lot deeper than that. It's, you know, waking up and being intentional while I'm brushing my teeth and just noticing that act of taking care of me and really brushing my hair or putting lotion on my body or, you know, just really being loving and kind to my body and noticing that I'm doing those things in the first place. Other days, maybe it's like journaling, or it's, you know, having a minute where you're having just a really loving conversation with somebody that you love, having a heartfelt conversation. Could be, you know, a conversation with your therapist or your life coach or your spouse or, you know, whatever the thing is, having a sip of hot coffee. I just think when I think of self-care, it is truly the thing that you need in any given moment that helps you feel loved and cared for. And it can look like so many things. And I just will never be a person to shame somebody for their self-care. So if it is, you know, treating yourself to a really glorious set of eyelashes or, you know, a hair day or, you know, whatever it is, that's self-care too. But it can also be things that we don't see. You know, it can be putting your hand on your heart when you're feeling really upset or anxious or, you know, whatever it looks like. So I hope that kind of gives you and anyone who's listening just a grand picture of, like, it can look like a lot.
Definitely. And from my own experience doing this work with you previously, I know that it's not necessarily so easy to come up with, like, the right things, that, like, which things should go on my self-care list, because it can be so many things. And I think the things can also change depending on, like, the season you're in or whatever you need. So I think a good variety is probably nice to have.
Yes, absolutely. And you brought up something that I'm so glad you mentioned, the self-care list. And a lot of people that will start to work with me in the very early days, I think that can sometimes be a really hard activity to do. I'm actually working with somebody right now. And, you know, that was one of the first things that we did together was just, let's revisit your things. Like, what are the things that when you're having a really, you know, just like off day, what helps you feel aligned? What do you need to come back home to yourself?
I'm just interrupting this conversation real quick to tell you about my mentor program. I offer a mentor program called Sustainable Photography. It's a mix of group calls, one-on-one support, and pre-recorded videos and workbooks. Here's what my student Taran has to say.
Hi, I'm Taran, and I'm a lifestyle photographer, and I usually shoot weddings and families. I've been photographing for years, but I've only had my business up and running for the past two. The program taught me a lot. Like, a lot, a lot. Even more than I actually thought it could. I mainly thought the program was going to teach me how to build a better business And don't get me wrong, it really is. But it was also about me, because I am my business. And Ingvild made me see my worth and what I actually could do.
You'll hear more from Taran later on. In the meantime, you can sign up for the waitlist at ingvildkolnes.com/sustainable.
And write all those things down. What are the things? Is it dancing by yourself? Is it, you know, meeting up with a really close friend and getting, you know, a tea? Like, what is on that list, you know? And just getting really in touch with what helps you feel just really grounded and whole. Because when you're running a business, it's really important that you have that awareness of how to check back in with yourself when you are feeling off, and even how to connect with yourself before you start pouring into this creative work. So for me, that's just something that I tend to work on with all my business owners, and just, you know, really get in touch with, like, what feels good to you, what feels really enlivening.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really good. I love that. Because I know that you've worked with a lot of photographers over the years. What do you think photographers can do to take better care of themselves?
I think the biggest thing that comes to mind is really allowing self-care to be part of your business plan. So I think that a lot of what I'm really grateful for is a lot of the women that I've connected with over the years are really passionate about, you know, taking care of themselves too. They do see it as something that is pretty critical to running a successful business. And so I think that's the biggest thing that I would say is, you know, when you're looking at your business, imagine that you have, and actually not just your business, I'm going to scale it back, even, you know, take it back further than that. When you're looking at your life, imagine that you have a bunch of cups in front of you, you know, maybe 10 to 12 cups. And every single cup has a certain amount of, you know, liquid in it that represents how full that area of your life feels. So each cup is an area of life. You know, you've got your physical health, you've got your family, you've got your finances, you've got your travel and experiences. And then, you know, one of them has got to be, you know, your creativity and maybe like your business or something like that. But we'd keep going. You know, every cup has a different area of life for you. And one of those is, you know, really just thinking about your self-care as part of it. You know, when it comes to your self-care, how do you feel? Is that an area that feels like it's full, or does it feel like it's completely empty? And I would, you know, kind of just scan those cups over time as like a periodic check-in of, you know, where are the areas in your life that you're needing to pour into a little bit more? You know, what feels like it's a little off? Oftentimes I'll hear from, you know, my photography clients, and they'll say, you know, maybe their business is kicking ass. Can I say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for it.
Maybe their business is like totally kicking ass, but their relationship is like really, really struggling. Like with their partner, like they're really struggling. Or maybe their friend circle is, you know, really they're wanting more connection. Like they wish that they were closer with their girlfriends or whatever. You know, given any type of scenario, I just think it's really important to do like a loving kind of check-in where you can go, okay, what are those areas that I'm feeling like I need to give to a little bit? And oftentimes what we'll see is that area for self-care is also just as important as all of these other areas. And as you start to do this kind of check-in with the cups, you know, you'll start to see that just by taking time out to literally look at that, you will start paying a lot more attention to how you can give to those areas. And over time, you'll start to see a little bit more intentionality around the areas that were maybe feeling a little lower. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So it kind of comes back to awareness and doing check-ins and kind of getting to know yourself in a way of like being true to yourself in terms of what you need.
Yes, 100%. That's really what it's all about, is just, you know, making space. I think a lot of times, especially I think when you're in this work of photography, you know, your calendar can be quite full, especially on the weekends. and you might not have a lot of time for the things that you maybe want to do, like go to parties or, you know, go, you know, out on a Saturday night or whatever the thing is. I know right now's climate is a little interesting, but, you know, in general, just having that free time for yourself, you know? So I think that it's just really important to kind of look and just think about, you know, how am I wanting to spend my life, like my days and my time and, you know, and what schedule makes sense to me. But I think the biggest thing is truly making a pattern of creating space to look at what it is that you want for yourself. And that's where I tend to come in and, you know, help you create that space for yourself so that you can look at your world and go, okay, you know, this is feeling really good to me. Because here's the thing, you know, when you have made this decision, like you and I have, where we have left a corporate life behind, you know, the traditional 9-to-5, whatever it looks like, you know, we've left that behind and we've, you know, pivoted and created our own business. That business is very energizing, but it's also extremely depleting if you're not fully taking care of yourself. Because anybody who runs their own business knows that you could work tirelessly on your business. You could work all the time on your business. And while that can be energizing to do that, over time, that's not sustainable. So when I think of sustainability, again, it's like, you know, how do you want to feel? How do you want your business to line up? How do you want to, you know, show up in your world? What do you want your days to look like? And that's, I think, a big piece of what self-care can look like.
Oh, absolutely. I think too many, myself included, photographers can easily overwork and just forget to take breaks and forget to have a life outside of work.
Yeah. It's really easy. It's really, really easy to do that. And I think that's why it's so important to that's why I really try to make self-care like part of my business plan. Cause it's like, how am I doing this? I'm thinking of one particular photographer that I've worked with in the last few years. She recently shared with me that she sometimes, and it feels really silly saying this out loud, but she says that she hears my voice sometimes telling her in her mind, like, what do you need today? Like, what do you need today, love? And she texted me that recently. And I was like, this just literally warms my heart so much, because she was exactly like what you just said, but like 10 times more than that, where she would just give and give and give and give and give to her business and was just so burnt out and literally like didn't have time for any events, any friends. She was constantly overbooking herself, and to the point where her business didn't feel energizing to her anymore. It was really tiring. And now it's completely different. Now she really truly takes time for herself. She goes to Pilates classes and yoga, and like she doesn't even start her day till like 11 a.m. I think, like, and she just had a baby and she's still working. Her business is still afloat. Everything's fine. She's still making money, but she's figured out a way to maximize her time so that she's not having to work as crazy hard as she was. So it's not, I think a lot of times we think if we're not working and we're not doing those things, then our business can't grow. And that's just not what happens. What I find is truly the opposite. Once you start truly prioritizing your self-care and your own needs and really having a system for how you show up for yourself, you'll start to see your business really grows. Like it really starts to take off on its own because you are feeling your best. And that just, you know, just can't be said enough. Like when you feel well, the people around you, the things around you, they can thrive just as much. So it's a real good thing to remember, I think.
Absolutely. It's so true. And I also have to ask you, like, are there any mistakes that you see again and again photographers making in terms of, like, I guess their lack of self-care? Like, are there any things you see, like a pattern almost, when it comes to self-care and photographers?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that honestly just came to mind is, I think the not having boundaries in their work. You know, I kind of touched on that a little bit just in the example I shared, and to elaborate on that, I think it's it's so critical to have, you know, as much as you may not want a work schedule, I think it's important to have some boundaries in place where you mentally tell yourself you cannot work past that certain point. And you turn off work and you turn on something else. So I think, and that is all, like, honestly, such a bigger conversation. But I think in a nutshell, you know, to give you an example, it's like, you know, maybe you do set up office hours where you start and you finish and you have certain days off during the week, or you have certain days where you will see clients and you have certain days where you maybe edit work. I call that batching. And so I think if you can kind of figure out your flow, I think that that's really important. Now, I actually don't see photographers struggle a lot with that. I think a lot of photographers are actually pretty savvy with batching their work. But I think where they do struggle is finding the boundary in adhering to it. So, for example, like, I'm not going to check any emails, you know, for the first 2 hours of my workday, something like that. Because for a lot of people, checking emails can be kind of draining and not really productive, you know, but it is a part of business that, you know, you got to do. So I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, making sure that you have boundaries. And then within those boundaries are things that you're going to do for self-care. So, you know, I'm going to stop work at blank time on blank days. And on this day, I'm going to, you know, give myself time to do this or time for that. And I think that that is really, you know, a critical component. And in addition to that, having a system before you start your day where you're tending to yourself before you do any other work. So those are kind of the two things. It's boundaries and also some self-care before you start your business for the day.
Perfect. That sounds great. So something that helped me a lot when we were working together was hearing how you, I don't know if I want to say messed up, but how you sometimes didn't have everything together, because it can kind of feel like, you know, you're teaching on this, so you must do everything right. And then I'm trying to do it and then I can't really keep up to the correct standard or like all the things that I should be doing. So maybe there are some of your own mistakes you can share when it comes to self-care, or like just to humanize you a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad you asked this question, because you're right. Like, it's easy to hop on a conversation like this and just talk about everything that works and all the things, right? But there is like a reality behind it. And that is that it's not perfect and that not every day is going to look the same as the day before. And yeah, I'm happy to dehumanize myself for a little bit. So I think the biggest thing is, you know, I'm honestly in the second hardest season of my life with self-care. The first hardest season by far and away, I think, was when I was in my mid-20s. I actually had an eating disorder, and that was kind of the catalyst for a lot of inner growth for me in my recovery. And I learned, you know, things that I never would have learned otherwise, like how to, you know, have really hard conversations and what mindfulness was. Like, I never learned about any of that prior. So that was a big, big turning for me in my life, where I started to really learn about self-care. And then it was years later where I, you know, was able to really make a big leap of faith with quitting my teaching job and going ahead and starting my coaching business. But the second challenging part of self-care in my life is now as a mom of two. And I absolutely love my children more than anything in this world. They are just literally the biggest blessings in anything that I've ever experienced. I love them so profoundly. And yet it has been such a beautiful learning for me in how to take care of myself, because the first thing that I tend to think about when I wake up in the morning is my kids. You know, I go to them immediately. And so there was a big learning curve for me in the beginning days of motherhood, and especially anyone listening to you, you know, who might also be balancing motherhood, to know that, you know, that is such a just heart expanding journey when you become a parent, because you are no longer just taking care of you, you're taking care of others. And so there's this balance of like, when do I take care of me? And so what I've learned is I need to get up before my kids. I need to have a little bit of quiet time for myself before I start my day. And so I really try to get some Zen time in for me, even just like 10 minutes, honestly, where I can just sit and be still and write about what I need. And I have like a whole like slew of questions that I start my day with and things that I think about. And I just quickly write them down. And then I go ahead and I go up and, you know, I'm present with my family. And it feels so good to start my day like that. But it honestly took me a really long time to figure out that that's what I needed, because I didn't have, I guess, anyone else to even model after of like, how do I, because I am really passionate about self-care, and yet I didn't know how to do it as a mom. I was like, my kids are up at 6:37, like, and then I'm just like, you know, thrust into this world of diapers and breakfast and all the things. And it's been a really, really helpful journey so that I can now, you know, pause and just like think about what it is that I'm needing and have that quiet space for myself.
Jen will be right back, but first, Taryn has a bit more to share about the mentor program called Sustainable Photography.
I think the program is for everyone that needs a change in their life. It's for new photographers that want to learn everything about business, but it's also for more established photographers that maybe feel that they are stuck in some ways. I was a newbie in this game, and I kind of felt a little lost. I was so much to learn, and I felt like I didn't have the time to figure it all out by myself. I quickly found out that I needed something that could get me where I wanted to be faster. Luckily, I found Ingvill, and she made me believe that I could do it. The program was a game changer for me, and now I kind of feel like it was a before and after Ingvill. Since the program, I've booked weddings with dream clients, booked more fun shoots, and last year, I quit my job. If this is something you are thinking about, it's for a reason. You need something to push you in the right direction so you can find out where you're going. But you should know that this is not a quick fix, and you need to do the work. Some of it, it's hard work, but Ingrid will be happy to give you the tools you need to get there.
If you want to know more, go to ingvillkolnes.com/sustainable.
So yeah, it's always a journey. I think that's what I'm kind of getting at, is that like, just as you start to find your flow, something in life is going to come around and it's going to change. And you've got to check back in. You've got to have that process of checking in. Like, when does that check-in happen for you? And for me, hands down, it is in the morning. And I just had to learn as a parent, it needed to be earlier in the morning, much earlier. Because before kids, it was whenever I wanted, you know, whenever I wanted to start my day. And now that I have children, it's when my kids wake up, you know. So it's just a really beautiful, you know, another just beautiful reflection of your self-care can coexist even among a crazy, chaotic, you know, bustling world. Just how are you going to ebb and flow to it? How are you going to still show up for you? And I'm telling you, it could be kids. It could be going on a trip. Maybe you have a trip that you've got going on and your whole routine's thrown off. Or, you know, there are all kinds of things that can happen that can take us out of our rhythm. And I think for me, the big learning is, how can I try to prepare for it a little bit? And then when I'm in it, how can I have a process for checking in so that I can figure out when I need to change something to take care of myself? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And it kind of also sounds like kind of learning to be okay with it not always being perfect, and just learning to adjust it is a huge part of it as well.
Yes. And also like accepting that it's not always pretty. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's a big part of me that, you know, especially, okay, because I grew up in foster care. I lived in a lot of different homes before I, you know, eventually went on and, you know, had my own home, so to speak. But I really crave like an inspiring space and, you know, great light and all those kind of things. And, you know, we're in the middle of building a home. So we're not living in my current house right now. We're living somewhere else right now, and it's great, but it's not exactly, you know, my office isn't my normal office, and you know, all the things aren't like normal, so to speak. But I create all the love and stability I need. And that is literally my life, like, affirmation right there. Like, I create all the love and stability I need. Life could throw me into a freaking tornado, like all the things just swirling around at me. And I might get shaken up. I could get knocked down. We don't know. But if I get back up on my feet, I am going to continue creating all the love and stability I need. And that is my mantra for myself, that even when things are unsettled, even when things are shifting and changing or in flux, because that's what life does, like, I can still show up for myself. And there are things that I can do to really give myself nurture and kindness and love so that I can show up as the kind of person that I feel good about.
Ah, that's beautiful. Do you know,
thanks,
like,
girl,
where it comes from, your passion and wanting to help others with their self-care?
Yes, 100%. I think a lot of it is just really rooted back to my little girl self, you know, like who I was as a child and the kind of care and love that I really needed and craved and didn't have. I learned at a very, very early age that what I wanted was possible if I just believed in myself. And a lot was, I think, constantly shifting and moving around me. When I was 13, I was taken away from my mom and I was put into foster care with my siblings. And then over the years, we were switched to other foster homes. And it wasn't until I went to college where I finally made some more roots. You know, I started to really like find my footing and my friends and my just, you know, lifelong endeavors, so to speak. And I think looking back, those years when I was in foster care and I was moving to different homes and, you know, not sure how to behave or how to be or how to show up in their home, what their rules were like, you know, I just really tried to remind myself that I was worthy of love and that one day I would have my own family. And I just really believed in that. And I think a lot of that came from my own mom. My biological mom, who I'm still in touch with today, was always, even though she had her struggles, she was always very, very expressive with her love for me and my siblings, would give us a lot of hugs and tell us how much she loved us and just really built me up and made me believe in myself. And I think even when things really turned and got pretty bad and dark, I tried to, you know, hold on to that inner voice that really believed that I could, you know, have the things that I want to have in my life. So I think for me, it really kind of stems back from my mom, you know, if I really am reflective about it. And I think that carried on with me as I've become an adult.
Wow. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, but I'm sure it must have been something you've thought about quite hard to kind of come to that realization as well, that where it comes from.
Yeah. I am actually in the middle of writing a memoir. I've been writing it for several years because it is the hardest thing I've ever truly like creatively done. And in writing this book, it's given me a lot of time to reflect. And also, you know, I've been in therapy since I was 13. The moment I was in foster care, it was like, all right, therapy. And I really think working with a therapist for all these years and also, you know, really committing to working on myself and just allowing myself to be a flawed human, but a human who is at least committed to the journey and committed to living a full, vibrant life. You know, I think that, you know, I just do my best and I try to remind myself that, you know, the things that I'm wanting in life are worth going after and to not be scared and to try to put one foot in front of the other, because life is just so precious and we truly don't know what tomorrow brings. And so I try to remind myself of that And that helps me take bigger risks, you know, like some of the things I've done in the last 10 years. So,
yeah, absolutely. So what would you say to the photographer who's listening right now that they can do to take better care of themselves?
I think that's going to look so uniquely different for every single one of us. And I think that the best thing that I can say is to just still your mind and give yourself a few moments to, you know, get a blank piece of paper and a pen and ask yourself, you know, what are you needing? You know, what is it that you're craving? What is it that you're needing? And just see what comes out, you know, see what comes out on that paper. And, you know, don't put any limits on what you can think about or dream about or write about. You know, maybe it's not a big dream. Maybe it's simply like, gosh, you know, I need to move my body. I need to drink some water. I need to get some rest. A nap sounds great. You know, maybe it's as simple as that. Maybe it is some of the bigger stuff. Maybe I want to start a podcast, or maybe I do want to set some boundaries in my business, or, you know, maybe I want to expand my business by XYZ, or, you know, whatever the things are. I think, you know, just allow yourself to do that check-in. And bonus points for making that a routine and starting your day with that little activity.
That's wonderful. So what would you recommend doing to build a sustainable business?
I think for me, this question is so awesome because I have worked with, and as you know, I've worked with a lot of business owners and women who are so passionate about their work and like are so driven too. And I think if I were to corral every single one of them together and put them in a room and ask that question would be uniquely different for every single one of them. You know, some of them, like I was kind of touching on in the beginning, sustainable can really look like a lot of different things for a lot of us, I think, when we really kind of peel back the layers. But I think I heard a question recently by my business coach, Tiffany Hahn, shout out to you. On her podcast, she asked this awesome question. I'm probably not going to word it exactly correctly, but she basically said, you know, what is it that I'm doing right now that I can see myself enjoying in 10 years? And when I heard that question, it just really resonated with me as somebody who's now been in my business for quite a few years. Because I'm already changing. Like things that I wanted to do on year one of my business look a little different than what I'm doing right now. And I think any business owner that's been in it for a few years can relate to that. You start to learn new things and you try new things and you pivot. Mm-hmm. And you're probably still doing a lot of the same things, but you're probably changing some things up. And so for me, that felt like a really powerful question to ask. You know, like, what is it that I'm doing right now that is really something that I could continue to see? Or what is it that I want to do that I could see myself doing and enjoying 10 years from now? Because I think those are the things that could help us, you know, reach that kind of space of sustainability. Mm. You know, what is it about the work that we're doing that's fun, that's enlivening, that's creative, that feels tangible, but also aligns with our self-care, how we show up for ourselves, the way that we want to show up for others, the kind of life that we want. You know, maybe the life you have today isn't exactly what you want to have for yourself in 5 years. So where does your business fit in? How does that look? And I think you may not have to have all the, you know, questions to that answered, but I think the more that you can be thoughtful about, you know, the big picture, the more sustainable your business will be.
Mm. Oh, I love that. Do you know your own like 10-year vision, what you want to keep doing that you're doing today?
I don't. And I'm being totally authentic with you. When I heard her ask that question, it really posed a whole other level of thought for me that I want to sit with. Usually when I do my vision work, I think about, you know, where I see myself in the next few years. Like I'll think about like the 5-year kind of mark, like where am I going? What am I doing? And for that, yes, I have a little bit of a picture for that. You know, I definitely want to get my memoir published. I want to, you know, have some clients that I'm working with one-on-one through my program first and foremost again, and, you know, just really kind of be back in my business. The thing that is sometimes a little question mark for me is like, what does my family planning look like? You know, are we having one more baby? Are we stopping? And am I staying home with the kids? And so those are kind of things that I don't always, you know, have figured out. And when I'm in that space, I always say lovingly to myself, all right, step away, let it simmer. You don't have to have all the answers right now, but trust that in time you'll know, you'll see what you need for yourself. And that's where I'm at with some of that stuff. But I do, with my business, absolutely want to take some time, you know, in my quiet moments to really think about what does my business look like in 10 years, but not in like the vision of, you know, here's what I'm doing and here's all the things. I don't think it's, and I don't think that's how Tiffany posed the question to be answered or intended the question to be answered. I think it's more of like, what are the things going on in your business that just like really feel exciting, that you could see yourself feeling excited about, you know, given 10 years down the road? So that for me is kind of the question that I want to ponder a little bit, because I'm not sure. I have to really let that simmer for a while, you know, like I'm talking probably some lengthy days here.
I think it's nice to hear that others don't necessarily have everything figured out, because it kind of gives that permission of that's okay. It's okay to take time, and it's completely normal to not know,
yes,
or to not have all the answers at all times.
Yes. Yeah. And to trust it, you know, a lot of times. And again, I think photographers especially tend to be super driven and like really just so, I don't want to say type A, because not every photographer I've worked with is type A. We got a lot of type B photographers too. But I just think that I know the drive is there, and the ambition and the motivation and the just that pull to like go for it is there. And I think it can be really hard sometimes to give ourselves permission to not have that part figured out. And I think that that is the most beautiful gift we can give ourselves, is to truly let some of these bigger questions simmer. Because it doesn't mean that we don't have it answered. It just means that we're giving ourselves time to figure out and explore what we do really care about and what we do want for ourselves. And I think, you know, trusting that process and coming back to it time and time again to just kind of like check in on, over time, you'll see that you have figured it out and you're ready to answer it. But it just sometimes takes a while to really picture it in our minds, because it is such a big question. Like it is, it deserves some thought.
Absolutely. It is a big question. So it's always so inspiring to talk with you, Jen, and you have such a calming presence. It's just really wonderful. I'm sure whoever is listening would love to connect with you more and follow you in your business and your life. So where can they go to keep learning from you?
I think right now in this season of my life, Instagram is the best place. I'm just Jen Willey on Instagram, and I show up there periodically to kind of give little glimpses of this present world as a mom and self-care, you know, just thoughts and reflections and tips and all that. And down the road, I do plan to, you know, engage quite a bit more on my podcast and newsletter as well. But right now I've really, you know, kind of stepped back to give myself that grace with my own self-care as a new mom. So Instagram is the best place for now, for sure.
But your podcast, first and foremost, is still out there, so it's possible to find.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes. I'm very happy there are like 50 episodes, I want to say, on there that I feel very excited about, and I plan to keep moving with it. It is my ode to self-care. There's a lot of really inspiring guests on there. And I do plan to launch another season here in the coming months as I pick back up in my business, for sure.
Oh, that's wonderful. Good news.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jen. Thanks for doing this talk with me.
Thank you. I am so, so happy to have had this chat with you. And I am just blown away at the work that you're doing and the support that you're giving to so many people. And you're just such a wealth of knowledge in and of your own line of work. And I'm just proud of you. Oh, so thank you.
Thank you. That was really nice of you to say.
I mean it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Sustainable Photography. Head over to Instagram at Ingvild Kolnes to tell me what you want future episodes to be all about. Check out the show notes over at ingvildkolnes.com/podcast. You can learn more about the Sustainable Photography Program and sign up for the waitlist there. To get more of this content, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Your support makes all the difference. Talk soon.